This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
That's Brittany, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Exhausted.
Exhausted. What's the matter? Is that candle? Well, does that candle get a little short?
Both ends burning.
When you weren't looking?
Yeah, it's not ideal to go dancing till 1 the night before a race, but that's what we did.
But look how limber you were for the race. Yeah. Probably not an achy bone in your body.
Everything. I don't know how I jumped out of my race car last night and like felt like I'd pulled a muscle in my leg. Like, really? My leg?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Black Forest Motorsports puts us on the air. We want to thank them a million. You got a BMW, Mini Cooper, or a Porsche, that's the place to be. Over 40 years experience. The shop, it runs like a Swiss watch. So if you're driving a Porsche, BMW, or a Mini, make a point. Take a run over there and see what you think. Want to go racing a little bit? They've got that avenue as well. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. All right. So we got Jason Aldridge and Mr. Hunt.
Yes, Hunt is back. David Hunt is
back.
But we finally have Jason Aldridge. I've asked him a million times and got rejected 999,000 times.
Oh, 999. Wow. Boy, 999. I hope you brought her an Easter bunny.
No, he brought himself.
He brought himself.
That's all you asked for, right? That's all I asked for, yes. Both racers at Barona and Cocopah.
Yep.
Regular racers.
Yeah.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. You all were behind the wheel last night as well, right?
I was. Driving my Sport Compact.
There you go.
I wasn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he had a lady driver in his car.
Yes.
Who's
Pure
that?
Stock.
That
Pure Stock.
Natalie, Jake Triska's girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, wow. He's really working a good angle. Date me, you can ride in a race car.
Oh, you see how he's rolling with
that? I don't want to date you, but hey, I'm off for 2 months racing June and July if you need somebody.
Yeah, right. Just a backup driver is not a problem at all. Wow, that's awesome. How'd she do?
She did pretty good, actually, for the first time.
I was just going to say,
first time out. Does she want to do it again?
Of course.
Awesome. That's awesome.
There you go. Side job.
So why weren't you behind the wheel?
I somehow got volunteered from Brad to throw the flags.
Literally throw them, I hear, right? You were trying to get a caution out, and you're like, here's a checkered too.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. He told me, sorry. Yeah. Green room stuff. Wait, did you intend on racing last night?
I was a backup, just in case.
Always carry your gear.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have a gear?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Good.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you could give up your seat like that. Good job. Well, I couldn't do it.
When you have multiple cars, it's.
I guess you're juggling both, like lots of points out of Cocopah and Barona.
Try to get more cars out there, more people.
Why don't you bring us up to speed on these points that you have?
Well, I'm running Barona and Cocopah. So I've been running Cocopah since Winter Nationals and maybe even the turkey shoot they had, and doing really good out there, first time with a car.
What kind? Give us a division.
It's a Northern Sport Mod, they call it. And I was running the Pure Stock a few years and then had a Street Stock for the last year and kind of stepped it up and went into a real race car.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Fighting words.
What makes a difference between before and after? In the car,
just the speed, overall speed, and just getting the good seat time that you need,
right,
in the better car.
Okay, so you basically, it's almost like you've got it figured out now. You just need a tool to make it work.
Yeah.
So you, and that's moving up to a car that's either what, set up right, got the right engine transmission combination, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Pure Stocks are just a basic 350, and then you jump into the Sport Mod, and it's a 602 crate motor.
Yeah.
And just the power difference.
Yeah.
It's a real race car that you're dealing with.
You know, she said that, what, three times?
The real race car
part?
It's
a real race car.
I like it.
Did you get the real race car part?
I did. I actually like it when you can just speak freely. Some people are a little too diplomatic for my likings.
Yeah, but no,
thank you, Jason.
But that's good that you feel that way, because there's a million racers out there that start with something, then all of a sudden, okay, I'm done fooling around. You know, if I'm going to do this, let's. You know, I want to be competitive. You know, I want, you know, and boom.
Yeah.
So how'd it feel?
It's amazing.
The first time you took it out.
I took it out at Barona just for before.
Oh, you haven't even raced it yet?
Yes, I've raced it. My dad actually helped me. He's my sponsor on it.
Sure.
And I rode it. I drove it actually at Barona just to test it before we purchased it.
Oh, good. Oh.
And just the first time I sat in it and drove it, it was nothing like it.
Were you smiling bigger than you ever have?
Oh.
Still is.
Yeah.
The first time I drove my dwarf car, my B&B, I like had a tear in my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it like that? Like,
I still have a smile on my face.
Yeah. Okay. So you've bonded.
Yes.
So let's see how long he hangs on to this seat. Huh? Or are you going to be here a while in this division?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm still learning. A lot to learn.
Very good. And that's probably the other part of the equation. You wrung everything out of the old car that you could do, you know, so it's... Let's move up. Let's do something.
Who are you chasing at Barona in a sport mod?
I have a lot of help from David. I've been David Capella and Jake Triska and Kyle. They've been helping me out a lot, and they're one of the top guys up there. And then you got the Evans, who's always in the mix.
Sure.
So, and I'm trying to get David Hunt into one of these. But
wait, you already have two divisions that you're juggling, don't you, David?
Well, yeah. You know what? I'm stepping up. I'm actually going to an IMCA hobby stock.
Are you?
I'm hoping to have it ready for the April 30th race.
What? Now, are you going to stay soon, David?
And are you going to stay in the other two divisions?
No, I'm not going to be running a pure stock this year unless I drive Jason's car once in a while.
Right.
But, you know, my real race car, my sport compact, you know, I'll still be driving that from time to time.
Real race car. Jason, you said real race car.
Yeah, right.
No, I want Angela in that. I want Angela in that car.
She'll be in that car as soon as.
Can't wait, Angela. I know you're listening.
That's the idea, is to put her into the car eventually. Yes. So, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering why the hobby stock. Why is that making you smile big?
It's a different challenge.
Okay. I understand.
You know what? I decided, you know, my pure stock wasn't going to be done because, you know, parts issues.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get parts. So it's like, well, you know what? I won't be running for a championship with that. So, you know, why not now? Just the timing was right. Time to step it up and do it.
It was a sign from the track.
Did a car pop into your life or did you just build? Are you building it?
No, I bought a car that was a hobby stock. I was going to make it a pure stock. And then that all changed like 2 weeks ago. And now it's night and day trying to get this thing
ready.
Prepped up.
Wow.
So I know it won't be quite up to snuff, but at least get out there, get some seat time, and hopefully have it ready for, you know, a few races that Barona's having this year with them, then maybe run Kokopah at the end of the season.
See, now, if you had cameras in your face, this would be over in, what, 30 minutes? And the car would be done, and he could go to the races, and he'd win, and he'd get a trophy. If this was a movie, right?
Oh, if it was a movie, yeah, for sure.
But I mean,
well, there'd be a little more drama.
He's already got tons more already trying to get a car ready. Yeah. It just kind of rolled out as a movie. It'll be, behind the scenes on what it takes to get to the front and get to the. Yeah, right, exactly. I watched the baseball with Robert Redford. The baseball TV show last night.
The movie from a long time ago. Yes.
Yeah. I watched that last night, so that's why it's all.
Not like Days of Thunder or anything. It was baseball.
No, that was NASCAR. Anywho, so you're still iffy on whether you'll be able to make it for this season?
Is April 30th?
April
30th. It's still iffy if I'll make it for the April 30th race.
So if you don't make 30th, it's not like you're done. I mean, you're just going to push you off another week, probably.
Yeah, I think our next one sometime in May.
Yeah.
And I'll just run the sport compact, but
sure.
If I get it done, I'm thinking about putting Jason in my sport compact, you know, the real race car.
He's laughing.
That little box.
I think I think you have to wear a helmet in that one.
Yeah.
You would do it. Somebody hand you a steering wheel.
I'm sure it's fun in its own way.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like, hold my beer. Yeah. I'll be back. And just go out and have some fun with it. But then again, he's, you know, he might be like you and know if he does it, he's going to get addicted, and then he's going to have two race teams. Then he's going to have three race teams.
Well, you know, I blame him for this addiction. I took a 30-year break, and
he brought you back?
Yeah, he brought me back. So
you know. Blame him or you thank him? Or both?
Well,
probably both.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
Sometimes it could be both.
Yeah. Sometimes it could be both.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to El Cajon Motors for see what they got on the lot. Check them out. Take them in there. Go for a road test. Hey, and tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio. And thank them for supporting Barona Speedway, which ran last night. And I think we've got the voice online, Mr. Dirt Dude. How you doing, buddy?
You have what's left of the voice, I guess, man. It was an awesome night.
I could tell.
I enjoyed the prayer. You actually brought a tear to my eye. I was out on the track, and it was nice. Thank you.
I always want to do one, well, you know, and then I'm like, but I hate having anything that sounds rehearsed or sitting there reading something, but I always wanted to, you know, to thank our, and make sure, you know, our drivers, our fans, and our crew are always acknowledged, supported, and, you know, looked after.
Yeah, right. Looked after. I think that's probably what teared me up. I'm like, now I have the race. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the whole day was just, I mean, it was a great day, but it was emotional. We did the Greg Smith Memorial, and then, you know, had family there, and she's like, I have something for you to read. I'm
know.
Like, oh, I hate reading.
You were right next to me when you were reading that, and you even said that. Yeah, I have to read this. But it was good because it gave his personality.
Fairly got through high school. I'm dyslexic, so I get every word backwards usually.
Of course.
So I'm just like, if I just slow down, my biggest thing is now slow down and read. I did okay. The family thanked me. They said you did it. You know, I did a great job. They really liked it. I was just slow down and take my time and read it. Don't rush it.
Right.
So.
That was my first advice in my evaluation as a school teacher. Yeah. Slow down.
Right. Well, because they want to get it all out as fast as they possibly can.
Well, and there's adrenaline and excitement.
Sure. And plus, they're done. Then they're done. I'm done.
GSI, it's like, you're on. He's like, go, 3 minutes. And I'm like,
it's the best thing for you. It is the button switch, you know, the switch switches and you're on TV and you're golden. So well, how'd it go last night?
Everyone behind the scene doesn't know. I am actually ADD. I am dyslexic, and I'm serious.
I know.
I tell everyone now I have squirrel syndrome because I'll be in the middle of something, all of a sudden, squirrel.
Absolutely.
And it's just like you just lose track. Hey, there's something bright and shiny. Look at that. and a lot of people know that now, and they understand. So, I mean, I had a lot of people that are like, hey, doing a great job for, you know, your abilities. I'm like, that's what I want to know.
You know, you're doing great.
You're doing great.
So how'd it go last night?
If you haven't seen on my Facebook page, Dirt Dude page, there are some great pictures. Brad took a... I'm calling a race, and I look over, everyone's got their phones out because the sun was kind of setting. It was behind the clouds.
Uh-huh.
It looked like rain in the mountains and everything. Oh, just one of the best pictures I've seen. A good picture for the night. So it was just a really good night. It got a little cold there at the end. We did the on-track Easter celebration. So basically brought all the cars out. And all the drivers had, like, candy and handing out stickers and stuff like that. So we brought everyone out of the grandstands, and they got to walk on the track and walk through all the cars, take pictures and everything. I saw so many happy faces from kids and actually adults. You know, that was just totally cool.
Jason's agreeing with his head. It's radio, so say, mm-hmm.
Yes,
it was.
Okay.
I thought... for just throwing him in the spot for being, what'd you call it yesterday? You weren't volunteered, you were...
He was voluntold.
Yes.
Yeah, voluntold, that's what it was. I was like, there's a special way you, yes. Brad voluntold you. He's like, I got no choice because I was told to do it, but someone volunteered me.
I actually called my dad to see if he'd come up and do it because he had done it for CRA and some for NASCAR and stuff. And he chickened out.
Yeah,
said, no,
dad fell too.
Chickened out,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
is
I
dad
retire.
Listening? Does he know?
I retire. Yeah, I've done this before.
He's like, you got it under control. You can do it. Don't worry. You can do it. Yeah, just man up and you can do it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, so you wear a lot of hats is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or they have a lot of hats for you. They just haven't given them all to you yet.
A bunch of new things.
Yeah. Bend over. We're going to put a new hat on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smile. So
results.
Well, let me give you guys.
Yeah, give me some results.
Rundown real quick. I can give you guys a rundown real quick. So we'll get through all of our winners. So we did our Sportsman Dwarfs, and Cody Isabella got. Oh. I think that was his second main event win in the Sportsman Mini Dwarfs. Masters Mini Dwarfs. Nick Novak. Jacob Novak.
Yeah.
Nick's son, Jacob Novak, got a main event win. There you go. I'm telling you, all over the place. On to the junior sprints. This was so cool. Caden Johnson. Junior sprint.
He is.
Didn't even practice.
Really?
Just bought that junior sprint, and I think that was Caleb Schultz, I think, sold car. Mm. So he came out and just ran.
He's
good.
On fire.
He goes, my dad told me it was just like a go-kart, and it is. And he goes, I can win in my go-kart. I can win in this.
I'll be darned.
It's slick looking.
Tell me that was his first main event win at Brona. I could have swore he had a main event win before, but he might have had like a second place. Because I remember interviewing him, but I used to interview the top three sometimes. So he might have had a second place or a third place. So really cool to see that, see him doing good in that. On to the big track. All the racing was good last night, but one of the good races was the dwarf car main event. Robert Peters held off Darren Brown for a main event win.
Yeah, he was very
excited. He actually battled back. Darren got around him one time, and he came back. And then there was, like, they were coming down the end. There was lap traffic made a lot of big difference in the races tonight, last night. So
he ended in the air.
You had a pretty good night.
Who went in the air?
Robert and I were all over the place as we went past the checkered flag.
Really?
Yeah. Rodeo time.
Rodeo.
But luckily, neither of us panicked, and we were able to stay on all four, end on all fours.
Reel him in.
Yeah.
How high'd you go?
I think he got a lot more air off of John, and then maybe me. I don't know where he got it first, but.
Nothing bent?
We'll see. Maybe a new wheel. It's all good. He was excited. He was excited to be in front of Darren. Can't blame him.
Yeah, that was a big thing. I mean, I'm like, dude, it's a feather in your cap. I mean, it's actually more than that. If you can hold off Darren Brown and say you beat Darren Brown is a big deal. Yeah.
So did you interview Darren?
No, Robert got the win. I told him, I'm like, how easy were you taking it around your kid? Because he had to pass his son with Darren Brown behind him, and they kind of just flew around his son. He's like, I was hoping he would hold his line and kind of block Darren for me, and I was going to go by him. But he goes, you know, I just kind of gave him a wave as we went by, and he goes, I had Darren all over the back of me, and I was trying to hold on to it. So
that's amazing.
Into the pure stocks, we had a way to end that one. Russell Staley got a main event win after Joe Malone tried knocking down the third and fourth turn wall and poles.
Yeah,
and
the poles bent or something, isn't it?
Yep.
They bent poles all over that track last night.
It was a good track. What was up with them?
The pony stock that tried going out of turn two got up on the K rail, caught two poles, bent them over, and spun around and came back down on the track. Didn't hurt the K rails, but it like moved the poles over. So then Joe Malone hit the poles in turn three and four, coming out, and he was actually trying to split lap traffic, got out to the outside, and I thought he kind of had it, but he just drifted out enough where he caught the marbles, and it just took him and then sucked him right in the wall, and he went up over into the wall. Pony stocks. Dennis Taylor got the main event win, but had a DQ, so it went to Jade Medina, who finished second. So he got a main event win. Jade Medina did, but I did interview.
And he's what, only 15 or something, Jaden?
Yeah, he's
first season. First season in this car, too, I think.
Second. I think it's second. But still, he's young.
Maybe a second full season?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Second full.
Modified, heck of a run. Cole Dick got a main event win.
All right.
That's his second. That was just a good battle. And then IMCA Sport Compacts had a good showing in them showing up. Billy Faust out of Descanso got a main event win.
Oh, really?
It was a good battle between a couple of the top four cars. Like, some of them were pretty obvious, like the leader was checking out, but, like, you'd watch the battle, like, in the heat races, battle in the middle or towards the back of the pack was, like, just nothing was ever decided till the very end. So
that's fun. I think that stuff, that keeps the drivers coming back, even in the back if you're having a good time.
Well, and it keeps the fans on the edge of their seat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if the guy in the first two cars are blowing out, well, then let's go look. I mean, because we're here to look
at some
action.
Let's see where the racing is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that, that's the way I would see it. You know, the more, more time you can get, just have fun. That's the only reason you're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different last night because I thought I was hoping for more cars and fans, but being an Easter weekend and spring break and holiday kind of everything, we still had almost 60 cars and
16
over
dwarf cars.
Yes, you guys had a showing.
That's
a very good class. And they actually put on a really good show. That track is perfect for a dwarf car. And the way they cut it and been taking care of it is
it was hooked up. It was a really nice track. That's two races in a row. We were very happy with the track. Yeah, it was really nice. I think that moisture rolling in at the end, kind of kept it nice and moist. So I brought up just before we went on air the realtor, Sport Compact. I'm sorry, her name. I had a great conversation. How'd she do?
Marcia McCallan.
It was her first race.
Seventh.
Did she have a good time? Did anyone talk to her afterwards?
I didn't have a good time. I talked to her.
Oh, good. I was so happy for her.
Well, I went and talked to her when we did the candy on the infield, and I'm like, you made it to the heat race. How's it feel?
Yeah.
And she was like, the car's hitting the rev limiter halfway down the straightaway.
Atta girl!
Like, maybe you have to shift into third.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know about, we're going to figure it out. She started 13th and finished 7th.
Yeah, so
wow.
I thought
7th.
So she actually did really
started
good.
Started 13th, really nice. That's cool.
Just got to keep. Yeah. She's just got to keep working.
She's
on
super
it.
Good. So she has literally a turnkey right now. I was laughing at that. Like she has a set of keys to start her car. Well, that's right on.
I need to get a kill switch.
Isn't that how you start yours?
Flip a switch and push them through.
With a little rabbit on
it. Well,
on
that's what
end.
I said. You need a little pom pom on the end of that as a keychain or some bear spray or something.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we had a good conversation. It was really nice. And then I'm like, I got to go. I'm up.
Exactly. So how the rest of the
Jason,
night? Well, we're just about at the end, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to tell Jason, hey, thanks so much for stepping in last night and doing the flagging. That's pretty cool. Hopefully you can do it some more, but I know you want to race more.
Yeah, I'd rather
the next
the
race.
So, Jason, here's the deal.
April 30th will be the next race.
All right.
And it looks like we're going to have IMCA Modified, Sport Compacts, Hobby Stocks, Southwest Lightning Sprints, Pure Stocks, and Dwarfs. So six divisions.
All right.
And there's usually a lot of Lightning Sprints that show up.
Yeah, that should be an awesome show. Yeah. By the way, Jaden, if you do it again, get the flags all mixed up. They will not ask you again.
Yeah, there you go. If you don't want to do
they
it,
they will never
drop them on
ask
the ground.
You again. Yeah, you know, throw them at the drivers.
Yeah, and we're like, I'm like, you got your flags? And he goes, yeah. And then we open up and he's like, I don't have this flag. So I had to get one out of another box. So we're like robbing all these flags, putting a package together. And like, you got every flag now. Like, one of them, you didn't have like a red flag on one of them.
Oh,
one of you didn't have a yellow flag.
Yeah. The white flag was like brown. It was dirty.
Oh, my God. Really? All right. Well, I got to let you go, Hot Rod. Thanks a million for calling in. Sounds like
hey,
a good time.
Have a great time.
All
thanks,
right.
Dirt Dude.
Take care. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Brittany, and she's fresh back off the track. She'll be telling tales here shortly, but right now we got the man, Scott Delosio.
The man.
On the line from Paris Auto Speedway. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, folks. Get the full schedule. And let me tell you what, you better, when you go there, you better look for a seatbelt because it's going to be wild. Scott Delosio, happy Easter, my friend.
happy Easter to all you guys and all your listeners and everybody at Paris Auto Speedway.
Absolutely. So what's going on? You ran last night?
No, I was actually up announcing at the Bakersfield Speedway last night. We were dark, but I want to won't go any further.
Yes.
There's two guys. I haven't listened to the whole show today. I was out, and I just caught the last 5 minutes. There's two guys I do PR for. Well, I do a bunch of PR for different people. Sure. Two of the guys I do PR for, Brent Sexton's team.
Yeah.
And another local guy down there out of El Cajon, Braden Chiaramonte. Well, last night, Brent's youngest son, first ever time he raced a sprint car, he won the main event at Ventura. Grant Sexton, he's 17 years old. Braden Chiaramonte last night, where I was at up at Bakersfield, first time he ever raced a midget. And heat race, he ended up leading like 8 laps of the 10 laps before he finally got past. Main event started, and USAC Western midgets are tough. Started, I want to say, 10th, had worked his way all the way up to 4th, dropped back in the field, finished 10th in his first time racing a USAC midget.
Yeah, and he's like 14 or something. Maybe
he just turned 15 within the last few months.
Yeah, he's rad.
So those two guys, I mean, big salute to them. Two really, really talented young kids who can go a long, long way.
And humble. We had them on radio a couple months ago, and I was impressed by both of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like it's a refresh time. You know, get them back on, see how things are going, where they at.
Yeah.
Maybe even do a little KUSI down here just to, you know, kind of throw a flashlight back on the guys. And guys.
Thanks for the update. Yeah, that's nice. I saw him practicing the sprint car. The daddy was posting pictures earlier in the week or something and saying they were getting the hang of it real quick.
Yeah.
Naturals.
Well, that's kind of what it is, you know, and you can see it. I mean, have you seen anybody move up this well?
Oh, it's happened. I mean, you look back just in the days, you know, 11, 12 years ago, Kyle Larson.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I forgot that
thank
guy.
Thank you.
You know, he was a total monster when he was coming up. I announced him, God, he must have been 16 years old. It was a midget race in Tucson, where he lapped all the way up to, like, the second-place car.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he was that good when he was young. Buddy Kofoid now is another kid who's really good. Christopher Bell, of course, has been really good. So they're out there. I mean, these guys.
These are local. Local boys go big. Yeah. I like it.
No, well, I think it's going to happen.
Kyle Larson and Buddy Kofoid are both Californians, too.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, they pop out of here every once in a while. You know, as long as it keeps rolling, that's the main thing. But yeah, so the family's got to be on cloud nine. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, well, you know, the Sexton family.
Oh yeah,
I like the Sextons, but let's say, you know, they're crazy.
Totally.
Tell us what you really think.
Yeah, tell us.
Especially Brent and his brother. They're like 2 steps out of the loon bin.
Yeah.
So you must be friends.
Yeah. Total.
Most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, now, so Dave, you sent me a picture about a week ago of Batman, the Batmobile.
Yes.
Isn't that a Paris driver?
Yeah, Gordon.
Yeah, Jesse Gordon.
Jesse Gordon.
Are we going to see him soon on the track with that vehicle?
Should be. Hopefully he'll be there this Saturday. He's the respiratory therapist. So last year he couldn't race as much as he wanted. He
was busy.
Before that, he normally got all the time off where he was at the races. But I think he plans on being there Saturday.
Cool.
It's the first night of destruction of the year. The last one we were supposed to have was the first race of the year. That was back in March, and it got rained out. So this is the first night of destruction. It's our most popular show.
Because it's amazing.
It's just, you know, it's racing and a demolition derby all combined into one. There's figure eight trailer races, mini stocks, which it's an all-contact class. They race on a road course. The demo cross, which races on the quarter mile, another all contact class, and then also the double deckers.
Yeah, don't forget them.
Yeah, there it goes.
Have you, Jason, seen this live?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping to hear him say, "Get the Northern Sport Mods up there."
Uh-oh.
You know the problem with the Northern Sport Mods for us, we've run them before. And this was a few years ago, and there weren't as many around. We had a hard time getting 2 cars out there. There's not a lot of them in the Riverside area. When I announced last night up in Bakersfield, I was announcing the Lightning Sprint Car portion of the show. They had, I think, 19 cars. somebody tells us we're going to have 19 cars,
run them.
We
get on that, Jason.
On
get on that, Jason.
Yeah, we have about 10 at Barona on a good night, but I'd like to get more people out there to run the Northern Sport Mod.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even in our area, I mean, one thing about it with the modifieds, there's not a ton of modifieds in our area.
Yeah.
When you look at the drivers who race mods at Parasol Speedway, which we switched them around the sprint cars this year, most of the guys are from different areas. You know, they're not local Riverside, San Bernardino type guys. Where our street stocks and our super stocks, it's the exact opposite.
Well, if we could get 10 of them or 8 of them up there, let's make something happen.
I don't think 8's going to make it.
No?
I don't think he's going to go for 8.
No.
Right.
I mean, I think he'd want to start at like 12 with an established division. We are running Sport Compacts, IMCA this year. You know, and that started slow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're looking, you know, our next race is the 14th of May. I think we're going to come close to doubling the number that we started with there.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to build it up, so.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, Bakersfield, there was either 18 or 19 sport mods there last night, and they put on a good show.
Well, I think it's just going to take time. It's going to take exposure. It's going to take getting the word out, you know, going around and, you know, talking to other drivers. And, you know, there's got to be an opportunity to get behind the wheel because, you know, once you drive it, you can't walk away from it. That's a little deep.
Well, you know, we're ripe to doing something else right now because we did move the modifieds up to the sprint cars.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a hole in our lineup right now.
Sure.
But it's just got to be, you know, it's got to make, you know, Don Kazarian's a businessman.
Well, no, you got to pay the bills.
It's
no.
got to make financial sense
exactly.
to have a class at the racetrack.
Yeah, and not for you to drive a Rolls Royce. With pugs.
I'll go buy a Rolls Royce and they call the cops.
Yeah, with pugs all over the place. But, yeah. No, I totally agree. But I think, you know, but I think how have you seen, you know, the track as far as attendance? Everything, I mean, it's moving up. Stronger.
Well, you know, we've only run 3 races this year. You know, the first stock car race we had, it was cold. There was a threat of rain. And that was the second Saturday in March, I think. And the crowd was okay considering. The week after, we had the World of Outlaws and the CRA Sprint Cars, one of the largest sprint car crowds we've ever had at the place.
Awesome.
And then we had a stock car race a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago last night, and it was the same deal. I mean, there was a threat of rain again, and it was it wasn't a pretty sight that night.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, it happens to everybody.
Right.
Well, maybe.
You
know, we
don't run on Easter weekend. We don't normally run on Mother's Day weekend because those are notoriously tough nights to get people in.
You know,
and I was at Bakersfield last night, and I looked around, and it's like, you know, actually, I thought for the amount of people who were there, it was okay for an Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the people who run the racetrack were not as enthusiastic about it as I was, but ain't my money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, like I said, I'm sure it's going to pick up, especially if they go to the Night of Destruction.
Yes, there's no reason
Night of Destruction is just...
You don't have any problem filling up that place on that night.
No, that's a totally different animal. It's a totally different... You know, it's like when we have the World of Outlaws. People say, why don't all the sprint cars draw like this? Well, it's the World of Outlaws, for one.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite form of sprint car racing.
Mm-hmm.
But they have such a reputation. They pull a lot of people in there that you only see. You'll never see them at Paris except for that race. You'll never see them at Verona, Ventura, Irwindale, Orange Show. But you'll see them at World of Outlaws. You'll see them at Fontana for NASCAR. You'll see them at Pomona for NHRA and Long Beach for the GP. You know, there's a certain type of fans. They just go to the big, big events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not the Saturday night short track your beer type fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those.
You know, and I always tell people the same thing. It's like they see that big crowd for the World of Outlaws. And I go, tell you what, we run the World of Outlaws every single night. We have the same crowd we get for the CRA cars.
Yes, you would.
Because they only come once a year. It's like going to the circus. If you miss it, you don't see it for another year.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the demand for that. You can't say, I'm going to skip it in April. I'll go in May. You can't do that with the World of Outlaws.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. Well, so
got that coming up, and then the next week.
Yeah, what's coming up?
See, Alyssa Smith's going to be racing on 30th.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, she's going to be racing. That's some modifieds. That will be. They're going to run with sprint cars this year. In fact, I'll try to get Brody Rowe to call in next week. He's got an interesting story this year.
Cool.
Not chasing the CRA title as he has for over a decade now. He's picking and choosing. He's not going to the race you had Ron Meyer on last week. Brody's not racing up at Mojave Valley. But he's going to race most of the CRA races at Paris. He's going to run a handful more wing shows. You know, there were a lot of people saying that Brody was giving up non-wing cars to run wings, and that's not true. He's only got 7 wing races on his schedule. In fact, he was supposed to race last week at Hanford, and it got winded out. So, like in my press release we did after that, you know, he said, that's it. You know, the wing's in the corner of the garage until we break it back out in October. But he's going to be running in North Dakota, and he's going to be running in Indiana. So his schedule's totally different than it's been any time in his career this year.
Well, have
it'll be an interesting talk to, you know.
Yeah, let's set it up.
Have him call right before he needs a win, because, you know, it's a lucky streak. That just happened with the BMX rider we had in last week.
I know.
On Wednesday, he won. He won. He got first.
Have you heard this, Scott?
No.
Okay, you're going to think it's crazy, but you can go back to interviews, but Brittany and I are about 90%, maybe even more, that if you have a driver call in, they win the next week.
And it just happened last week.
And it just happened last
week. Andrew Bryson came in, and on Wednesday he got first.
Well, before you guys get on your high horse.
Already there.
Oh, that's
already there.
Yeah, but he sets up the interviews.
I know so many racers who would love to call in, and I can send you a bunch where I guarantee you they're the only car in the race
I know.
Wouldn't win.
Yeah, don't
that would bust
skew our odds.
No, yeah, no, it's crazy. All right, buddy. Well, hey, go have a nice Easter. You and you gonna go hide eggs from the pugs?
Well, I need to hide tomatoes from them. They're pillaging my tomato plants again.
How could they?
Oh. Hey, we want to see everybody out. Night of Destruction
yes.
this week. Gates open 5, racing at 7. Kids on the racetrack at 5:15 to meet all the drivers,
nice.
Collect candy, and get autographs.
All right. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Take care, Scott.
You guys,
bye,
too.
Scott.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. Well, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go see my boys over there. Tell them if you need anything, just tell them we sent you over there. They'll take really good care of you and at really good prices. Just let them know we sent you. Certified Car Clinic. Got a dyno in-house, does drag racing, circle track, street cars, custom builds, fixes a lot of other people's problems, I hate to say, but he is that good. Certified Car Clinic. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. All right, back with Jeremy Aldridge and
Jason?
Mr. David Hunt.
It'd be Jason, but I like Jeremy.
That's
a racing name,
what'd
Jeremy
I say,
McGrath.
Jeremy?
Yeah, that's okay. You got the J right.
He wishes it was Jeremy McGrath.
Jason, J-A-Y. I like that. Jason. Right. I want to hear about Thursday night.
Yeah, what's going on?
It went on.
At my favorite restaurant.
Last Thursday.
Well, I have a good sponsor with Bull Weevil, and we decided to have a meet and greet. And it was a good turnout. It was successful.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was happy, and we got a lot of support from the local businesses that uh-huh. helped donate for the raffle.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was I spacing out? Bull Weevil is a sponsor of yours?
That it is.
All right, you should be applauding him.
I know.
I'm in shock. That's a
I'm honest
sponsor.
To God. I am in shock because it didn't dawn on me till you said that.
What? Bull Weevil? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, right? You got to be fed.
Yeah. What do they do for you?
Feeding. Well, I'm supposed to stop by there. And they gave me a care package to take to the track.
Wait, supposed to?
Supposed to. I haven't been there yet. We've only had one race at Barone.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow, that's great. Sponsor. Yeah.
But they're
going to
be,
gosh.
I'm sure they were thrilled with all the exposure.
Oh, yeah. Victor, the guy that owns it, he's a cool guy. And he was just, man, you guys had it organized. It was one of the best events we've had. it was successful for not only them, for his business.
Yeah.
And it helped us out big time too. So big shout out to Bull Weevil and Vic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right on. Go Victor.
Yeah, and what was the charity for?
It was just to raise money, so because I've been racing both Cocopaw and Barona.
Okay.
And just, you know, help with the tires and fuel.
It was a Jason donation.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, and I helped him out as well on his...
Well, we're talking about him right now.
Yeah,
exactly. What's the address?
It's on Winter Gardens in Lakeside. You can't miss it. There's only two left in San Diego, one in Ramona, and then there's one in Lakeside. So go check it out.
All right.
Burger time.
Yep, burger time.
Burger time.
Any other sponsors while we're on that? I like this pen I got.
Yeah.
Aldrich.
It just showed up, and I'm
racing
thinking,
number four?
That would be me.
God, I know. I lost. Where did I get that? I
love pens. You know,
when
as
a pen
teacher,
just shows up, yeah. That was a good call. I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Another big shout out was to Lifestyle Garage. They're actually across the street, and they work on 4x4s and stuff like that. He's a buddy of mine that went to high school with me and a big sponsor. And we're supposed to have another meet and greet at his place here in the next month or two.
Cool.
And cement cutting, my boss, Harold Grafton. I probably wouldn't be doing it without him. He helps support my tires and fuel and stuff like that. So, and then I got David, he helps me a lot with working on the car and stuff like that.
Because you don't have enough to do on your own cars?
I don't have enough to do.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you don't work on cars during the day. That's
right.
The best part.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he's a technician at a dealership.
And then my main crew chief, I got Shannon that's been helping me from day one, and I probably couldn't do it without her either. She
knows her way around a car.
Yeah, she does. She's a good PR woman.
That too.
Well, let's face it. It's what it takes, you know. You gotta, if you want to race and you want to not necessarily do it all on your nickel, you know, and give somebody some exposure, you know, just reaching out to do this show, you know, setting something up, we're going to do, I'm sure, in the near future on KUSI TV, you know, get you up real early in the morning when you hate it the most, cause it's just like me.
Hopefully it's right after a race day in Cocopaw.
All bent up, dusty and dirty. And,
crusty in the nose and eyes.
And with the trophy on top of the roof.
Zoom in
car.
On that.
I'm trying to keep the car clean.
Oh, you're not a clean
freak. Stay out front.
You're not a clean freak,
stay
are
out
you?
Front. Well, it's,
are you a clean freak?
No, I'm not a clean freak at all.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Shannon.
The crew chief just raised her hand. In other words, you wad it up, you're going to be in serious trouble.
Well, at least I have a good vinyl guy, which was Terry from AdFab that's helped me out big time. And actually, his wife, Lynette, Adams Accounting, she kind of sponsored me on the wrap and all that. So
no
I got to put a big thank you out to them as well.
Sure. And what we're talking about, folks, is go to see these vendors. And, you know, hopefully buy something, but if nothing else, thank them for supporting, you know, these local racers, because that's how they're going to know, you know, and deep inside, when somebody volunteers or gives you something, they're down deep, they're wondering what they're going to get out of it. They may not say it, but it's in there. And these are the ways to do that for literally nothing. Just
well, these vendors are helping to keep us racers on the racetrack and racetracks open for all the spectators to come out.
I don't think half the people in San Diego know that there's a racetrack in Barona. Yeah. It's like...
I totally agree.
That's what the car shows are good for.
Exactly.
And what are you doing at the car show?
I'm actually going with Lifestyle Garage. They're going to be on Main Street in El Cajon on the Wednesday. I'm not sure what date it is, but they asked me to take my car out there and we'll promote Barona and try to help his business out as well. And I'll try and make as many as I can. It's been a pretty busy year, so
it's a lot of trailering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I could have told you on the side that if you start this and if you're a draw and you bring the kids and you bring the people and the word gets out, you'd be a rock star here pretty soon. You won't even have to race anymore. Hey, all he's gotta do is drive around, sit in the front in a lawn chair. No.
Practice your wave.
Yeah, gotta practice the wave, so you can start on that tonight. But no, that's great. What about you there, Hot Rod? You talk a lot.
Yeah, you know, this is all about Jason today. You know, I can't, you know, I'm so proud of what he's done with this sport mod, you know, moving up in class and everything. You know, it just, you know, we've been buddies for a long time.
But that says a lot from your eyes, if you know what I'm saying. You know, the experience you had, the years you've been doing this, to be able to see that. Now, was that almost instantaneous, or was that until you seen him get behind the wheel of something?
No, I knew he could do it.
Oh, you knew he could do it.
Go I knew ahead. He could do it. You know what? He won that first main event.
That took care of that.
I think my smile was just as big as his.
Well, you know, really, isn't that what racing's all about?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're out there, okay, I get it. You know, winning is winning. But if you won all by yourself, there was nobody you knew around you, you know, to pat you on the back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah.
No. You say you can handle it because you're getting the trophy or you're getting the money, but down deep inside, it's not the trophy and it's not the money. It's that. You know, the praise you get.
So excited. Jacob Novak came over to my pits last night and to tell me he won. I was so excited for him. Know. Yeah. It's fun when people can appreciate it for you.
Well, and that's it in a nutshell. And I think that's why you're doing what you're doing for him. Because no offense, but when we get old, we have to share down. You know,
exactly. And he's racing himself. Living vicariously.
He
is happy for you because he has his own means of right. getting this joy of racing.
You notice they're not in the same division?
Well, we were.
Were you? And you're still friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, best times are on track was racing with Jason.
Yeah, that's a shared experience. I totally get
that.
That
almost sounds like a t-shirt.
Yeah, best of times. But I get that with the shared experience and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It builds that bond. And not everyone gets it.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think you're absolutely right. And these guys know
it. Well, outside of the track, very few people get it.
Yeah.
You know, when I go back to work tomorrow, Deegan Irie is the only one that will get it out of 1,100 people. No one gets it. So when you can find someone who gets it, it's nice.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we do it for the right reason. You know, we go out there, we have fun. We help our fellow drivers.
That's right.
You know, it's just one big racing family, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
And that's exactly what it is. It's just a way, some place to take your family and enjoy something that is down deep inside you that you couldn't explain if you tried. You know, it's just golf, it's tennis, it's whatever. And this just happens on you for you guys and girls, puts a big smile on your face.
You just compared it to golf, boys.
You like that?
Not really. Not even compared.
I hate golf. The ball's too small. All right, quick.
Dave, you got any sponsors you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. Hurry up.
AdFab Graphics, they're by far the best. Terry's going to be doing half wrap on my hobby stock.
Okay.
Who
else?
My buddy Rick up at Poway Test Only.
Okay.
Need your car smogged? That's a guy to go to.
Angela.
Angela. New Look Auto Restoration. And Jet Set Concepts.
All right. Very good. That's Racer Radio, folks. Gun Owners Radio. Gun Owners Radio is right around the corner. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.